KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have mostly clear skies and 11 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. In Southwest Iowa news, a 4-year-old Pottawatomie County boy was injured Tuesday when a dresser fell on him inside of his home in Macedonia. According to the Omaha World Herald, deputies of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office responded to the call around 4:22 p.m. Rescue crews from Macedonia and Trainer also responded. Officials say the child suffered a head injury but was breathing and conscious when they arrived. The boy was transported to Allegiant Health Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, suffering from possible life-threatening injuries. News time is 8:02.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Atlantic High School will host a public meeting tonight with regard to the consolidation of the Exira and EHK school districts. The Atlantic School District Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein had announced during the district's board meeting in January that Exira and EHK officials requested the impartial setting for the meeting, which takes place at the high school auditorium beginning at 6 p.m. Also in attendance will be representatives of the Green Hills and Heartland Area Education Agencies. No decision is expected tonight on the reorganization of the districts, but this will likely be one of the final steps in that process. Iowa is part of a multi-state settlement with online giant Google over information pulled from personal computers. Jeff Greenwood of the Iowa Attorney General's Office said Google captured the data as its employees took pictures for the services that links photos of homes to maps.
As these Street View vehicles were going down the street, not only were they taking pictures of the area, but they were also collecting data from people's wireless hotspots, the unencrypted hotspots. And they may have also been getting things like emails and passwords and web addresses that you may have been visiting. And so this settlement addresses those privacy concerns that we raised as a result of this case.
37 other states and the District of Columbia agreed to the $7 million settlement with Google over the collection of information.
We're not alleging that Google misused the information that it collected, but Google shouldn't have been collecting that information to begin with. Consumers had no idea that these vehicles were going down the street trying to tap into their wireless networks and collecting that information as part of Street View. It just shouldn't have happened to begin with.
The information was collected by Google between 2008 and March of 2010.
As part of this agreement, the company has agreed to destroy this data. Now, of course, Street View is still there. They still are able to use the pictures that they have taken on streets, but they can't use the data that they collected from people's wireless modem.
Iowa's portion of the settlement is just over $115,000. Greenwood said the money will go into the state's consumer and litigation fund, as it would be impossible to figure out which Iowans had information taken.
We did not receive any complaints because people didn't know that this was occurring. This is something that became an issue in Germany initially, and once American authorities became aware of it, the FTC launched an inquiry, and so did state attorneys general. The FTC previously settled their case. Now we're settling ours.
Greenwood says this case points out the importance of making sure your wireless modem is password encrypted so the information you have cannot be accessed by someone outside of your home without your permission. The agreement requires Google to run an employee training program about privacy and confidentiality of user data and continue the program for at least 10 years. It was also conduct a public service advertising campaign to help educate consumers about steps they may take to better secure their personal information while using wireless networks. A constitutional amendment that would make it harder for lawmakers to raise taxes is advancing in the Republican-controlled State House. The House Appropriations Committee on Tuesday approved legislation that would change the state constitution by requiring all tax hikes to get a 3/5 majority vote in the legislature. Currently, a simple majority is needed. The measure passed the committee 14-10 on a party-line vote. It now goes to the full House for approval. To change the state constitution, the measure would need to be approved by the current assembly and then by the one elected in 2014. After that, it would go to the Iowa voters. Low-income Iowa residents would get a bigger break on their taxes under a bill that's moving through the state Senate. Democratic Senator Joe Balcom said Tuesday the measure would apply to households with incomes of less than $45,000. He said about 210,000 households would get a roughly $250 tax break. The proposal would raise the state credit from 7% to 20% of a taxpayer's federal earned income tax credit. The Senate Ways and Means Committee approved the bill Tuesday and it now goes to the full Senate for vote. While Democrats who control the state Senate support the effort, they may have little chance of becoming law. Governor Terry Branstad has vetoed similar legislation in past years. Iowans would be able to avoid long lines at the Department of Motor Vehicles to renew their driver's license if state legislators approve a new bill. After experimenting a couple of years ago with renewing licenses by mail, the DOT wants to launch online license renewal later this year. DOT spokesman Mark Lowe said they're not concerned that those renewing online would be skipping a vision test.
Most people, if you look at yourself and your neighbors and family members, most people really self-manage their vision very well. And so you have to ask yourself, do we need to inconvenience the bell curve of the population by bringing them in more often than we need to?
Lowe said that certain drivers who've been flagged in the past will still have to apply in person.
We have a variety of restrictions after we've seen somebody that says they have certain medical or vision issues that require them to provide medical or vision reports, or that there is an issue with the person's driving that needs to be reviewed every time.
Drivers over the age of 65 would also have to renew their licenses in person instead of online. To cut down on lines at driver's license stations, the DOT is also pushing a bill to have licenses remain valid for 8 years instead of five. And Iowa officials are encouraging hunters to use an online atlas that shows 600,000 acres of public hunting land. The State Department of Natural Resources said the new atlas allows a viewer to click on a region for basic information about zones and open season. The interactive map also zooms in and shows where one piece of land is in relation to another. The atlas is usable on computers and tablets. Officials are working toward a version for mobile phones. The public land is owned by state, county, and federal governments, and information on the atlas will be updated as the land is acquired. Taking a look at world headlines, the cardinals are still in search of a pope after three votes during their conclave at the Vatican in the Sistine Chapel. They must find a leader who can clean up a corrupt Vatican bureaucracy, as well as a pastor who can revive Catholicism in a time of growing secularism. Americans spent at the fastest rate in 5 months in January, boosting retail spending 1.1% compared with January. About half the jump reflected higher gas prices, but even excluding gas purchases, retail sales rose 0.6%. The report from the Commerce Department shows that Americans kept spending last month despite higher Social Security taxes that took effect this year. The retail sales report is the government's first look each month at consumer spending, which drives about 70% of the economic activity in this country. President Obama says he's talking to the Secret Service about ways to resume at least some White House tours. Obama said in an interview broadcast with ABC News today that the decision to cancel the tours in the wake of budget cuts was made by the Secret Service, citing the need to furlough some employees. And a surprisingly intense late-season snowstorm in Europe is causing travel delays as cities struggle to get airplanes, trains, and roads on the path again. A few flights were canceled today and many are facing long delays at Paris's Charles de Gaulle and Orly airports and at the Frankfurt airport. Eurostar train service under the English Channel resumed today and thousands of cars that have been stuck are finally moving slowly. News time is 8:11 on KJAN.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the funeral announcements, Henry G. Jensen, age 72 of Red Oak, died Sunday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Henry Jensen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Evan Lauren King, age 100 of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A gathering of family and friends of Lauren King will be held on Thursday from 10:30 until noon at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bobby Tipkin, age 59 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bobby Tipkin will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dwayne Leroy Jensen, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Casa Grande, Arizona. Funeral services for Dwayne Jensen will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Patricia Brownsberger, age 68 of Atlantic, died Monday at St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids. A funeral service for Pat Brownsberger will be on Friday at 1:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Randall Lauritsen, age 48 of rural Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Randall Lauritsen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Mirtha Mert Adams Johnson, formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Mert Johnson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontanelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.